is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian Minister of Agriculture Andi Amran Sulaiman reaffirmed his commitment to strengthening national food security. He conveyed this during the Daulat Pangan or Food Sovereignty Discussion Forum held in Jakarta on Thursday, organized by Gajah Mada University Alumni Association in collaboration with Public Broadcasting Radio Republik Indonesia. Minister Amran stated, despite the country facing extreme El Nino conditions, national food production has significantly increased. The United Nations continues to show its strong commitment to supporting access to clean water in Indonesia, especially in areas facing water shortages. This was stated by the United Nations Secretary General Special Envoy for Water, Retno Marsudi, during a public discussion titled Food Sovereignty Resilience Amid Geopolitical Disruption and Trade Wars held on Thursday at RRI World Service Building in Jakarta. Retno said collaboration is needed to prepare clean water for the people. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the lunch session of Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. With me, Rahma, on the mic, we're presenting various information, updates, programs, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia on this fabulous Friday, July 18, 2025. And keep tuning in on voinews.id or RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. And let's thank God it's Friday with Indonesian music group Run. Enjoy.
Hey, it feels so good to be back. And for those who didn't know, we go by the name of Run. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We just want you to dance. Just dance to this song. Come on. Y'all know what it's all about.
Thank God it's Friday.
Hey, it's Friday night with the feeling it's alright. We ain't coming to sit tight, we came to get high, right? Y'all know what it's all about. When the DJ spins and the checks come out, like a man Craig B said, Friday, payday, it's time to party. P-A to the R, T to the Y. Baby girl, you don't need to ask me why. Cause it's going down like executioner, scratching them things, flapping them wings with the evolutioner. That's our name, cause when we come to this game, it ain't gonna be the same. Tell your friends and family about this fan. Hoping that we be rocking the show piss. And if your life is slow, let me know. With it, let's go. Everybody, now let's go.
Thank God it's Friday. Everybody wants to party. But we go funking, dancing with you all night. Yeah, they can have them shorties. Maybe they wanna party with me.
Y'all know what it's all about. Y'all know what it's all about. You win.
Let's go.
karena tulangku merah putih benderaku hadiah dari para pahlawan dengan tangan kosong lawan senjata song-song penjajah tolak menyerah salah sendiri buat pejuangku marah sekarang berbeda Indonesia merdeka kau dan aku tak sama jadi mengapa mesti tak senyawa ayo clubber ayo dangdutter juga penggemar Super Junior jangan cekcok jangan bertengkar let's make up the war
merah putih
Indonesia, hey! Semua tangan di atas dari Sabang sampai Merauke. Ini pop patriotik, bukan sekedar musik. Yang penting tetap asik, sik, 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 asik.
Everyday I'm dangdutan.
Lawan. It's time for us to become one. Kita berjuang dengan kata Indonesia trending topic dunia. Tiga tetes kalimat terakhir, perjuangan takkan berakhir. Kita kibarkan sang saka, kita bangkitkan bendera.
Merah putih teruslah kau berkibar di ujung tiang tertinggi di Indonesia ku ini. Merah
Corner presents a song by Salma Salsabil. Aliyah Putri Mandaya, or better known as Salma Salsabil, is an Indonesian singer and songwriter. She has been rising to fame since winning Indonesian Idol singing competition in 2022. Previously, she had also participated in other talent search contests, but didn't make it to win. In 2023, Salma released a single entitled Bunga Hati, or Flower of My Heart, which became a hit at that time. In June 2024, she released another hit single entitled Boleh Juga. In this song, Salma collaborates for the first time with the trio of Ramadia, Ilman Ibrahim, and Anindyo Baskoro, who acted as songwriters and producers. The song Boleh Juga tells about feelings of attraction and an honest emotional connection with someone that she cannot have. Well, listener, here is Salma Salsabil with the song Boleh Juga.
Tak pandang pandai berdusta, jujur saja kau boleh juga. Tak bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada.
Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcast from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Here is the word of the day.
N
No matter how quick a lie sprouts, the truth in time will come. A quote by Tan Malaka. Tan Malaka is an Indonesian hero born in Limapuluh Kota, West Sumatra. He is a figure of important ideas and played a great role in the history of Indonesian struggle for independence. Tan Malaka took various important roles, such as leadership in many organizations and parties. He hates injustice, but cares for the suffering of the laborers. Tan Malaka is a fighter with ideas that inspire many other Indonesian figures. That's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia. Malaysian Trade Minister Budi Santoso stated that Indonesia faces the lowest United States import tariff among Southeast Asian countries. He explained that the Indonesian government has taken mitigation steps ahead of tariff negotiations with the United States. Before negotiations, Indonesia identified its top 10 export products to the U.S. He noted the objective was to reach a mutually beneficial agreement for both parties. The U.S. 19% import tariff on Indonesian goods is still favorable, providing Indonesia with a greater opportunity to access the U.S. market. If Indonesia can maintain this tariff until August 1st, it means Indonesia's opportunities to enter the U.S. market will be even greater. In comparison to other ASEAN countries, Indonesia continues to have the lowest tariff bracket. Previously, Santoso also stated the reciprocal tariff agreement between Indonesia and the United States is not solely about gaining market access, but will also include new investments from the U.S. Under the agreement, Indonesia will receive U.S. investment in several sectors, including energy. There were concerns about oil, but the U.S. is also planning to invest here in Indonesia. So this means there are Indonesian commodities that will receive U.S. investment. Well, listener, that's a glimpse of information about Indonesia secures ASEAN's lowest U.S. tariff rate. We'll be right back shortly after another song that is hopefully spread positivity, spread joy to your day. This is from an Indonesian band with the first formation because they changed vocalists several times. This is Hi-Fi. Siapkah kau untuk jatuh cinta lagi? Or are you ready to fall in love again?
Ketika ku mendengar bahwa kini kau tak lagi dengannya, dalam benakku timbul tanya, hatimu bertahta, atau ini saat bagiku untuk singgah di hatimu. Namun, siapkah kau tuh jatuh cinta lagi? Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena diriku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada di hidupku.
Kini ku tak lagi dengannya, sudah tak ada rasa antara aku dengan dia. Oh, siapkah kau bertahta di hatiku adinda? Karena ini saat yang tepat untuk singgah di hatiku. Namun, siapkah kau tuh jatuh cinta? Tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena diriku tak mampu.
Cinta tak pernah gagal jika dipelihara. Cinta bisa sempurna bila kau mau berkorban. Cinta itu anugerah, jangan kau sia-sia. Cinta itu mengerti, mengerti arti mengalah. Cinta bisa membuatmu menangis, bisa membuatmu tertawa, juga membuatmu belajar dewasa. Karena cinta juga dunia yang datang, anugerah luar biasa. Arti mengalah. Cinta bisa membuatmu menangis, bisa membuatmu tertawa, juga membuatmu belajar dewasa. Karena cinta juga dunia yang nyata, juga luar biasa. Tertawa juga membuatmu belajar dewasa. Karena cinta juga dunia yang nyata, yang nyata, juga luar biasa. Hargai cinta dengan perbuatan. Cinta bisa membuatmu menangis, bisa membuatmu tertawa,
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Banyuwangi is one
one of the most exotic cities in East Java. Being the easternmost city in Java makes the city always collect the very first leafy light of sunrise in Java. Banyuwangi is also lushly green, yet densely populated. As a less popular tourism destination, Banyuwangi in fact has plenty of hidden gems, one of which is Pancur Beach. This beach is part of the regions of Alas Purwo National Park and is located near the Pancur Resort, around 5 kilometers from Rowobendo Post or the entrance gate of Alas Purwo National Park, or 3 kilometers from Triangulasi. From a water course or waterfall flowing directly to the sand and the sea. Pancur Beach possesses a long coastline with a medium wave and white ground that is suitable for family camping. Sunset is the most perfect time to visit this place, as we can enjoy the captivating view from this place. When you arrive at the location, you will see the staircases that will lead you to the destination. A small freshwater river, which forms a mini waterfall and flows to the ocean, exists not far from the beach. That's why the beach is called Pancur. There are various activities that you can do in this beach, such as renting a fisherman's boat to cross further and taking a sight of the ocean. The sloping contour of the beach with this soft beach sand makes you want to set up a camp there. While enjoying the panoramic view of the blue sea and the clear sky, you can set a bonfire to cook the foods that you brought. Also, high waves can also be a playground area. If you want to cross the ocean further, the boats of local fishermen are available for rent, so that you can enjoy and take pictures of the high seas. Not far from the beach, you can also find resorts that provide rooms and decent facilities, such as restaurant, cafe, and many more. If you want to visit this beach, we suggest you use a private vehicle, such as a car or motorcycle, as there is still no public transportation that can take you to the location. You can just drive your vehicle to Alas Purwo National Park and register yourself at Rowobendo Post before you can reach the Pancur Beach, which is located 2 kilometers from the entrance.
I take this herbal drink not only now. The first time I gave birth, I took this herbal drink. It's been a long time, but I continue drinking it from vendors. I'd have a special mixture just made from glitter, galangal, turmeric, and betel leaf. That was Chanang, a woman from Bogor, who has been living in Jakarta for long. Although living in a big city like Jakarta, the 54-year-old woman believes that drinking herbal medicine is very important for maintaining health. The habit of drinking herbal medicine derived from her parents, and she is still doing it up to now. Not only limited to healthcare, Chanang even believes herbs can cure certain diseases. Yes, in my village, a lot of my relatives drink this herbal drink. When they just give birth to a baby, they always take herbal drink. In fact, if my children are unwell, having allergies or nausea, I tell them to take some herbal drink from the vendor. Their father also likes it. As far as I know, Turmeric has many efficacies, very good to cure indigestion and leukorrhea. I'd say it is not only for spices or seasoning when you cook something. When anybody asks me to make a herbal drink, I always green some head of turmeric. Thank God, it always works. Along with the passage of time, advances in science and technology seem to eclipse people's belief on the efficacy of traditional or herbal medicine, as disclosed by Mrs. Audi. Yes, it seems good. People in Indonesia have known about herbal medicine since a long time ago. But I myself am not a fan of herbal medicine. I mean those sold by vendors who carry the bottles around, because I doubt about the hygiene. So if I want to take it, a simple herbal drink like a mixture of turmeric and tamarind, I'll make it myself. But I have more confidence on herbal drinks or medicines manufactured in big factories, probably because the cleanliness is well controlled. People in the past did not have many drugs, only the ancient medicines, the traditional herbal. So they had to look for medicines from nature, mostly in the forest. People in the past did not have many drugs, only the ancient medicines, the traditional herbal. So they had to look for medicines from nature, mostly in the forest. So, since when have people begun to recognize and use Indonesian traditional herbs or herbal medicines? Is it an influence from other nations? Paulus Pangka, public relations of a large herbal medicine industry in Indonesia, located in Semarang, said.
Before the Chinese came, Majapahit Kingdom and other kingdoms in Indonesia had already used traditional medicine to cure illness and wound. Also to make the queens look more beautiful, they used traditional medicines, herbs.
The developing of traditional herb in Indonesia could not separate it from abundance of natural wealth owned by the country.
Indonesia has a lot of herbs and plants with best efficacious remedy. In the case of any illness, these plants will definitely be used. Many herbs have special efficacy to cure the illness.
It takes a very long process from generation to generation to get herbal formula, as we find today. Paul explains.
The first was through a dream or revelation. A lot happened in Indonesia or Asia. In general, one could treat the disease because he was prompted or informed in his dream that he is treating the disease with certain plants. The second is the behavior of the animals. We, the example of an animal, if it is having difficulty to defecate, then it will eat some grass and the grass turns beneficial to smooth littering. The third is forms or behavior of plants. There are plants in Kalimantan which, if planted in the fertile soil, it will not grow at all, but if it is planted in a stone, it will grow up well. The plant turned out to be beneficial for kidney or gallstones, and the food is modern technology. So mix them all. Whether the dream can be proven scientifically, then the shape of the plant and animal behavior, as said earlier, go to the lab and do some research about it to find out whether it is actually useful, because not all beneficial to human life. There is definitely a certain substances that are useful for the human body.
Although using products rooted in indigenous cultures of Indonesia, according to Paul, to date, herbal drinks or medicines are only consumed in certain part of the country.
This jamu is circulating mostly in Java and Sumatra. For instance, it has not entered my hometown in Flores yet. Our population is big, 240 million. If everybody takes herbal drink, no need to actually go abroad because our domestic consumers are still quite plenty.
It turns out that the current world developments does not necessarily make people live traditional formula. In fact, since the last few years, many people have been using traditional medicine, or more popularly known as herbal medicines, that are considered more natural. Head of the National Commission for Herbal Medicine Scientification, the Ministry of Health, Dr. Siswanto, said,
"Jamu itu kan istilah untuk obat herbal, tapi yang asli Indonesia kan gitu, namanya jamu."
Jamu is the term for original Indonesian herbal medicine. Yes, it is called jamu. In other countries like in Malaysia, there is also Malaysian herbal medicines. In China, it is called traditional Chinese medicine. It means Chinese herbal medicines. So it's pretty much the same. They have herbal-based remedies or medicines. Every country also considers herbal medicines differently. Such as in the United States, for example, they are just incorporated in food supplement, so it is not in the FDA jurisdiction. Then in Europe, some herbal or traditional medicine is taken care by the FDA.
Herbal itu ada sebagian yang diurus oleh artinya dalam jurisdiksi FDA.
People in Indonesia have been consuming traditional herbal medicine for generations. Then, how is jamu when viewed from the health or medical side? Siswanto explains.
Jamu yang dalam pengertian tradisional itu kan sudah banyak dipakai di
masyarakat. Jamu in the traditional sense has been widely used for generations to maintain health and to treat minor ailments, and it should remain that way. And we always maintain that culture. But on the other hand, if you want to use for health care in terms of medical jamu that can be used by doctors, it should have a scientific evidence as said earlier. All doctors certainly have their criterion for therapeutic modality in this herbal medicine. Therefore, jamu that can be used is the one that has already had evidence and been clinically tested.
Uji klinis begitu.
In order that jamu can be used widely in the community with a quality that can be accounted for, the policymakers have made some effort, as described by Siswanto.
First, we tried to construct the body of knowledge, a sort of knowledge tree on Indonesian traditional medicines, which actually are rather different from modern medicines. So from there, we then formulated methodology to commit some sort of specific clinical task for herbal medicine, which is slightly different from modern medicine. Because modern medicine is a single, say, paracetamol, it contains paracetamol only, yes, but jamu consists of various herbs right mixed with different types of plants. Each plant also contains a lot of components. That's why we set up a different method of clinical tests. Through empirical evidence in our people, we conduct the clinical tests of phase 2 and 3. We have done two formulas that have been clinically tested. First, herbal medicine for gout, then the second is the formula for lowering blood pressure or hypertension. The research has not only been done by the Herbal Certification Agency, but also by other research institutions such as universities and others.
It is not impossible that jamu, as an ancestral heritage of Indonesia, can be combined with modern medical treatment.
Cita-cita kita, jamu ini mau kita angkat, makanya ada program namanya Santikasi.
Our ideals, we want to lift up this jamu. So there is a program called Santification Herbal Medicine, right? Well, in the future, this jamu can actually go through two ways. Jamu that has, say, clinical evidence that can treat up to phase 3 clinical tests, and then the PO emergency agrees. Well, it could go in the medical world, but jamu within the traditional sense, that is, to maintain health and so on, will be directed towards jamu for maintaining health. We are working to build a separate profession from physicians or medical profession called on traditional Indonesian penyehat or healer or health care. This is still an idol and ambition.
Although it is still limited, the development of herbal medicine in the country has been making progress. Siswanto once again said,
I told you this jamu does not have any such evidence yet, so doctors would mind if they are being asked to use it directly. To make such a breakthrough, now traditional medicine clinics have been opened in various hospitals which allow herbal medicines, but still within the framework of research. So it's called research-based service. What does it mean? Well, use herbal medicine if you want, but please, it is still in the corridor of research. And this already exists in several hospitals in Indonesia, particularly hospitals under the Health Ministry.
Indonesian children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika Keo Murationgo, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, definitely. I think I have lots of messages for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate. And this 60th position is due to a lot of factors. And I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read. You're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when we incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as if it could be an escape, not just a chore, I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Hidupku Sepi Tanpamu or My Life is Lonely Without You by Ayu Sakti, accompanied by New Normal Keroncong. The song, created by Aris and popularized by the New Cyclone Music Group, was released as a single in 2012. The song describes a person's complicated and conflicted feelings. She loves someone, but also feels hurt by his presence. There is a feeling of wanting to forget and go away. But at the same time, there is a realization that life feels lonely without him. Well, listener, here is the keroncong version of Hidupku Sepi Tanpamu by Ayu Sakti featuring New Normal Keroncong. Happy listening. Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Chairman of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, or KADIN, Anindya Novian Bakri, welcomed the newly announced 19% import tariff agreement for Indonesia.